Children pour out of class one recent afternoon at the Cohen Tanuji Jewish School, located in the Paris suburb of Savigny-sur-Orge. The school is brightly decorated with magic marker posters about Jerusalem and about an upcoming Jewish holiday. But the school is also enclosed by a tall metal fence. And parents like Jean-François Zerdoun, here picking up his 11-year-old son, Simon, say they are worried about their children's safety.
Un peur pour nos enfants, en fait, parce qu'on sent que, comment je veux dire, il y a un sentiment d'insécurité.
Zerdoun says there's a growing sense of insecurity in France. He says French police have not cracked down hard enough against tough, mostly Muslim youths, blamed for attacks against Jews and others. Zerdoun speaks from experience. A number of Muslim youngsters hurled pebbles at him 2 years ago as he was returning from synagogue with his son. The concerns of Zerdoun and other Jews in France have heightened since the death earlier this month of 23-year-old Jewish salesman Ilham Halimi. Halimi was found naked, handcuffed, and covered with burns near railway tracks outside Paris. He died on the way to the hospital. Halimi was allegedly held by a gang calling itself the Barbarians. Although its members appear to come from diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds, police also seized papers attesting to the gang's apparent support of fundamentalist Islam and of Palestinian causes. The gang reportedly has tried to target other Jews in the past. Halimi's death has sparked outrage and worry in France. This past weekend, tens of thousands of French took to the streets of Paris and other major cities to protest racism and anti-Semitism. A poll published Sunday found the majority of French believe both are on the rise here. For many Jews in France, who comprise Europe's largest Jewish community, Halimi's death caps a rise of anti-Semitic incidents that began 6 years ago. The French government's response has reduced the numbers of anti-Semitic attacks, but not the sense of insecurity on the part of Jews like Lise Payen-Twitou.
C'est surprenant parce que on ressent beaucoup de violence même dans nos banlieues.
Twitou, whose son attends a suburban Jewish school, says people fear violence even in affluent neighborhoods. She notes that school has lots of security, much more so, she believes, than in non-Jewish schools. In conversations at the Cohen Tanuji School and elsewhere, French Jews say they have notched up their habitual wariness since Halimi's killing. Boys and young men think twice before venturing outdoors wearing skull caps and prayer shawls. Parents are forbidding their children to use public transport in rough areas, and a few are immigrating to Israel. In some cases, the precautions aren't new. Enrollment in Jewish schools like Cohen Tanuji has soared in recent years, in part because parents think they can provide a safer environment for their children. So has the Aliyah, or Jewish immigration to Israel. David Hosh, European General Director for the Jewish Agency for Israel, says more than 3,000 French Jews immigrated to Israel last year, the highest number in 30 years.
Moi, je ne fais pas un lien direct entre les actes antisémitisme et l'Aliyah. Je pense.
Hosh says he doesn't believe there's a direct link between anti-Semitic acts and the Aliyah to Israel. Many French Jews live well in France, and they choose to immigrate to Israel for a variety of other factors. Still, he adds, Jews feel uneasy, and the recent killing has only increased this sentiment. But other Jews are trying to build bonds with France's 6-million-strong Muslim community, which is also the largest in Western Europe. That's the case of Michel Serfati, the rabbi of the Rice Orangis Synagogue outside Paris. Rabbi Serfati is the first to admit that relations between French Jews and Muslims are uneasy at best. Most, like Serfati, a Moroccan Jew, are ethnic North Africans.
Pour les Juifs de ma génération et de la génération précédente.
Sefarti says communication between first-generation North African Jews and Muslims like himself is easy, but he says it's not the same with the younger generation. On both sides, Jews and Muslims tend to stick to themselves. For the past decade, Sefarti has organized youth visits to Polish concentration camps and other Holocaust memorials. Many youngsters on the tour are French Muslims. Last year, he also organized a Jewish-Muslim friendship tour around France. His synagogue sits next to a Protestant church and a Muslim cultural center. He has good relations with leaders of both faiths.
Je n'ai pas de doute que la communauté juive aujourd'hui traverse un moment.
Rabbi Sefarti agrees the Jewish community is living in fear since Halimi's killing. Some Jews will likely leave France because they believe Islamic radicals are gaining a foothold. But he believes those decisions are unacceptable. We have to stay calm, he says, and let justice do its work. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Savigny-sur-Orge.